Donald Trump walks into the Oval Office and casually drops a statement. He says, "We are negotiating with Iran right now, and they are talking sense." At the same time, he says he has paused his plans of striking Iran's energy infrastructures. It is not cancelled, just paused. Why? Because again, as per Trump, talks are happening. Now, let's look at the other side. In Tehran, the Iranian parliament speaker's response is totally different. He says, "No negotiations, nothing is happening." Iran's foreign ministry also backs this claim. In fact, they accuse Trump of trying to manipulate the financial and oil markets and trying to look for an escape in which the US and Israel are trapped. These are very bold statements. But here's the interesting part. Iran has at least quietly admitted that messages have been received from some friendly countries regarding the United States' request for negotiations. So now the story becomes clearer. There are no direct talks, but behind the scenes, a silent network is active. Countries like Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, and Oman are acting like middlemen, passing messages, testing intentions, trying to avoid a bigger war. Then comes the next twist. It is also being said that the United States has sent a 15-point plan to Iran through Pakistan. Some of those demands are next to impossible for Iran to accept. So realistically speaking, there is no deal yet. US is just testing the waters. Now look at what Trump does next. He announces this progress publicly, and boom, the global markets react instantly. Oil prices drop, investors relax, because everyone thinks maybe the Strait of Hormuz crisis is ending. But here is where things get a little suspicious. At the same time, Trump delays strikes by 5 days. He is not saying he'll not do it, he's simply pausing it. And then Trump is also saying we have already won this war.
We've won this, war has been won.
Then comes the most mysterious line. Trump says, "I got a gift today, a very significant prize related to oil and gas."
They did something yesterday that was amazing, actually. They gave us a present, and the present arrived today. It was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant.
No details, nothing, just a hint. So what could this gift be? The most logical theory is this. Iran may have quietly allowed some ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz without heavy charges. There are numerous oil tankers, including those linked to US interests, basically tankers of ExxonMobil and Chevron. They are currently stuck or stranded in or near the Strait of Hormuz because of this ongoing US-Iran conflict. If you remember, on March 3rd, President Trump had pledged insurance and naval protection for such vessels. So basically, Iran is easing pressure for United States, just a little. Not officially, not publicly, but enough to send a signal. So this is the most logical theory behind Trump's statement when he says, "I got a gift today, a very significant prize related to oil and gas." And this is where the real game begins. This is not just diplomacy. This is pressure. This is signaling. This is psychological warfare. Because at the same time, Trump is saying two completely different things. On one side, "I am negotiating with reasonable people." On the other side, he said a day later, that is on March 24th, that there will be serious regime change in Iran. So what's actually happening? Very simple. Three things all at once. First, buying time. Delaying strikes while keeping military pressure alive. Second, moving markets. Even a small statement from the Oval Office can shake global oil prices. Third, testing Iran's internal power structure, trying to figure out who actually holds power right now inside Tehran. And that's the biggest uncertainty. Even US officials admit they are not fully sure who they are negotiating with. So where does this leave us? Not at peace, not at war, somewhere in between, a grey zone, where messages are being passed quietly while missiles are still flying publicly. And look at these countries, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, and Oman. They are passing US messages to Iran. Do you think these countries have the caliber to resolve a war between US and Iran? Or do you think US will depend or trust these countries? They are just being used as a messenger, or more like thermometer, to test the water, to test who is actually making the decision inside Iran. Most of Iran's top decision makers have been eliminated this year, which creates a serious power vacuum. The real question now is, who is actually in charge? Is there a single command structure, or has power become fragmented across multiple centers? Even though Mujtaba Khamenei is the visible face at the top, it doesn't necessarily mean he's the one making the key decisions. In reality, the system appears far more complex. Right now, the decision making in Iran has been spread across military, intelligence, and political networks, rather than concentrated in one individual. And we have already seen that Israel is capable of highly precise strikes, targeting specific rooms or individuals, without destroying an entire building. So this indirect communication channel isn't about diplomacy. The US is using smaller intermediary countries to pass messages to Iran, not only to negotiate, but to observe. Who responds? How do they respond? What priorities do they reveal? Even without exact locations, these reactions can expose which power centers are actually making decisions and what their interests are. Once that structure becomes clear, tracing individuals and their position becomes much easier. So right now, this is less about a deal and more about positioning. Both sides are watching each other carefully, waiting, testing, and preparing for the next move. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.